the club was concerned with athletic, well, with strengthening the body, the whole body, and it was done by means of a form of dancing. You had rhythm provided by a certain Mrs. Mean for many years, and we all danced on 2 feet to the front, one to the front, one to the back. Then after about 10 of those, the same to the side, and so on. All kinds of activities done on the move, jumping up and down, if you see what I mean, plunky, 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 plunk, sort of thing. And that was one of the main activities. And then after that, we would get out the things like the horse and the box and do exercises on those. We used to turn somersaults, we were helped. It was very carefully... very carefully controlled, everything. There wasn't any indiscipline or anything like that. And if you were going to run up to the box and do a somersault over it, there was someone to make sure your head went in the right place and you kept on going, sort of thing. And that was another aspect of it. Now, the boxing, I knew little about that because I'm a fairy, basically. I don't like getting punched on the nose. And I ought to attribute to being able to breathe on one side of my nose better than the other because somebody punched me on the nose. I used to do a bit of boxing. My brother did. He won a cup or something once because his opponent didn't turn up. And he was about as thrilled about boxing as I was. So it was a very short-term thing for me. The boys' club also, we did a sort of game of handball where you couldn't pick the ball off the ground, and you weren't supposed to lift it off the ground. It was all about brushing the ball down on the floor and pushing it about to people. That was quite good fun. Now, what else did we do in the Maggie's Boys Club since we got onto this athletic dancing that we did, the gymnastics, somersaults. Some of them were able to do somersaults, sort of thing. And of course, there was, first of all, they gave shows to display all these various things that they could do, boxing as well. Sometimes tournaments between ourselves and the Pear Tree Boys Club, and probably mostly against them, just competitions. Well, I remember boxing taking place, let me see, I think I go back to Lawrence Hall. It certainly was in St Francis Church Hall when there was only a hall. That was a very useful building, which was wonderful for the scout, for everybody. Had a stage, rooms to the side of it with the kitchen, rooms to the back, just what scouting and cubs and people needed, all these different places, so we could have badminton in the main room, table tennis in the side rooms, or listen to music in the side room. Yes, well, I should say that there were a large number of boys. I've got a photograph of 80 in one picture, and we had an annual camp, which I only got involved in a small number of those. I don't know why it was. Possibly it clashed with my parents, who used to go down to Weymouth every year. So I recall going to World's Next to the Sea. That was about 1938. I recall going to Royden Mill, which was near Broxbourne on the River Lee. And I only know that there were Havoc. A plane called a Havoc was developed during the war, so it's just in early into the war. And it was experimented with various things, a big gun in the front or a big light in the front. The idea to try and pick people out at night, pick German bombers out at night. I don't think it was successful at all. But I remember they were going on over our campsite when we were at Royden Mill. It's either 41 or 42 when German planes were about. Oh, no, very interesting. That's very interesting. Just off the River Lee was a pond, a nice big pond in which we could swim. And an unfortunate thing happened once because some idiots would throw bottles, and one of our lads fell on a bottle, and he had to be carried. The whole group of us out there carried this lad back, dripping, to the boss, who whipped him off to hospital quickly. I never knew what happened to his toes. And the next holiday I remember, was at West Bay. Now that is between Bridport and the sea in Dorset. Now that, I thought, that was 1939, whereas this other previous occasion was in fact about 1942, somewhere around about there. Because I remember waking up one morning and seeing destroyers off the coast, on the campsite, and thinking, Somebody tried to persuade me that that wouldn't have been 39, but I thought it was. I might be wrong, may have been 38, because Bridport is near to Portland and the Navy was based, a lot of the Navy was based on Portland. I happened to have a relation down there in Bridport itself who was a baker, and we got hot rolls brought down to the camp in the morning, which was all allowed and very good. They were there, I understand that they went on every year, about a week. And I think they invariably went down. I think they went on coaches. To be honest, I can't remember.